All right, well, let's get to the one last thing here. Time to get to overnights, and I'm told that I have to do the thing where I tell Jake that I've checked my watch. I'm checking my watch.
Oh, baby, it's that time of the night. Sit back, relax, and enjoy some college basketball. It's overnights here on You Better, You Bet.
And now the tone of this has just changed completely. Although I guess both are kind of slow, right?
I was going to say, it kind of goes from like a soft kind of classy golf to more of a late night talk with Ken Barkley overnights,
right,
where we talk about love and slow jazz.
Go from the country club
the
to
quiet
the
storm with Ken
jazz
Barkley.
Club. Yeah, that's all right. That's
quiet storm with Ken Barkley.
The quiet storm. Yeah, I love that. Rarely in my life have I been referred to as the quiet storm. There are some pretty big overnight total edges, I think, tomorrow, and we're going to bet them. Let's go through a few of them right now. Let's take the under 139 in Mississippi State and Florida. All bets are accurate as of, when was the last time I scraped them? 5 minutes ago, something like that. So these should all be pretty accurate with what's in the market right now. Under 139 in Mississippi State, Florida, good to 137. We're also going to play the under in Mercer and East Tennessee State. I feel like I played a lot of Mercer totals. I don't think it's just me. I actually think I played a lot of Mercer totals. Under in Mercer, East Tennessee, under 144, only good for about another point to 143 before I would stop betting it. Oh, man, I am so glad I have a bet on the over in this. I just saw this for the first time. LSU and Alabama are playing tomorrow. Hey, guess what? And thank God I show value on the over in this game, because if I showed value on the under, I might just not bet it. 146, the number in the market right now. Play that up to 148, LSU Bama. I think that's their first meeting of the season tomorrow. Under in BC Louisville, 137.5, good to 136. We're going to play the over. Marquette can't stop scoring, but Villanova plays amazing defense. That should actually be pretty interesting. Villanova going to be a pretty big favorite in that game. Let's play over 138.5 up to 140. And then let's do two more. Let's play the under in Kentucky and Texas A&M. Kentucky, kind of an interesting road game. Weird look ahead. They got Auburn on Saturday. That's actually kind of a weird, interesting dynamic game. Kentucky, a small road favorite. We're going to play the under 145.5. This is my biggest total difference. Playable to 142. Let's see how that goes. Under in Kentucky A&M. Second biggest total difference, Xavier DePaul tomorrow. Xavier offense the entire year has kind of been a house of fire. And I have this rated pretty highly, but the number is 151.5, and they're playing DePaul. Play the under 151.5, good to about 148.5, something like that, under in Xavier and DePaul. So to recap, and let me make sure I got all these right. I'm going to go in reverse order to make sure I didn't miss any. Xavier DePaul under, Kentucky A&M under, Marquette Villanova over, BC Louisville under, LSU Alabama over, Mercer East Tennessee State under, and Mississippi State Florida under. Those are your bets, Nick, for overnights tonight.
There you go. They are in, they're done, and
that was a lot.
I just saw this. Mike Tomlin says that all options are on the table for the next Steelers quarterback. I still think that Aaron Rodgers would make so much sense there, right? Like,
was he supposed to say options are off the table? What was he supposed to say?
Like, that's, you see, this is the type of answer you're always going to get. You always get this at the end of the year where, like, you think they're just going to go with Dwayne Haskins? I've seen him up close. Trust me, that's not your best option. I can promise you that. That's your third string guy. So it'd be interesting to see what happens with the Steelers, because this is, you know, these are the types of things where, you know, once the quarterback is gone, like Ben Roethlisberger, that stability that the Steelers have had, you know, what does that mean for this organization moving forward? If they're going to go with a rookie and Mason Rudolph next year, whatever their win total is, I'm taking the under, because this is going to finally be the point where Mike Tomlin is not a 500 coach, because it's going to be a real rude awakening if you don't have a franchise quarterback out there.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. You mentioned the win total market. I mean, Ben, Tomlin together, like literally never under 500, over their win total a lot of the time, can kind of set your watch to what their number is going to be in the market. You would imagine a stark change based on who the quarterback is next year, maybe up or down, depending on who they get. Maybe they get somebody and it'll be up. That's kind of interesting. For like 30 seconds here, I just want to do this, like a little reward if people stuck around this long. There's a couple rumors floating around out there, very unconfirmed stuff. So don't take this for what it's worth. Very unconfirmed. That Jimmy Garoppolo might miss this game against the Packers on Sunday, and that his injuries might be a little more significant than are being let on or in the market right now. Now, Kyle Shanahan, sort of noted master of misinformation, isn't going to tell you that Garoppolo is not going to play in the game. Apparently, it's just not that he's out, but that it's a little dicier maybe than is being made to seem right now. There was a little Packers steam in the market today. these things are maybe a little correlated. There are some bets that might be correlated to Garoppolo potentially not playing as much or missing the game. Kind of leave that up to people, and maybe we report on it a little bit more tomorrow and Thursday. But just a little rumor out there for folks. Maybe it's worth making a bet on some exotic stuff. Maybe not, but just something worth considering that maybe this might end up being a thing. There's a little smoke, just a little bit right now, and we'll see how it develops.
Might consider the over or the under on whatever his passing total yards are.
About,
I don't know.
How about that Trey Lance? How about Trey Lance anytime touchdown? How about that? Does that sound like something people might be interested in?
Okay. All right.
A friend of mine might kill me for giving that out. He just texted me that like an hour ago. I'm sorry. That's whatever. He bet it already. Who cares?
BetMGM tonight coming up next. He's Ken Barkley. I'm Nick Ashew. This was You Better You Bet.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.